fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Let's begin.
I worked in a dementia ward for a while. One of my most beloved little old ladies was fairly far into the disease. Every night she was worried that a man with a knife was trying to break into her window. Or worse, a grotesque interdimensional spider. I tuck her in at night, and she would cry about either the man or the spider at the window. It was a huge, non-operating window overlooking a forest, and her room was immediately adjacent to the palliative room, where we moved people when they were close to death, so family could be with them in peace. I go look, sincerely, out the window, and every time I tell her, "Carol, I see it." Good news, though. It's actually a moose in the tree shadows. Certainly spooky looking, but harmless. Would have fooled me too. She was always relieved. I close the blinds and continue on, never actually seeing anything. One night I went to check on her in the night when she was sleeping. As I walked in, I saw the curtains moving. I figured she was up and fearfully staring out of the window, moving the curtains. As I rounded the corner, I quickly realized she was firmly tucked in as I had left her. I looked at the window, and in my peripheral on the exposed glass, something writhed in the corner of my eye. My heart skipped a beat. Carol flatly chirped, "You see it now too, huh?" I never doubted again that she was seeing something, and I couldn't bullshit my way out that time. She moved rooms shortly after that, thank God.
Let's begin.
Bear with me. The details are important, and I apologize for the length of this post. I work night shift at a 1920s mental hospital. Obviously, countless people have died here for various reasons. Hangings, a murder/suicide. Beatings, accidental overdose, electroshock therapy, and other stuff. There are four floors, with the fourth floor being the well-known hotspot for paranormal activity. Me, being security, I have to check it out every once in a while. The fourth floor is essentially an extremely long hallway, with housing units on both sides throughout. Each unit has a 5-inch thick steel door, and there's a window at the very end of the hall. They don't house patients due to the fact that the county took over a while before I started, and it's completely empty by the time third shift rolls around. The fourth floor is also the only floor in the entire complex that is completely off the ground due to the complex being built into a hill. It is also where the electroshock therapy took place a long time ago. The occurrence happened last week, Wednesday, on third shift. I wanted to do a walk through the fourth floor that night, around 3 a.m., for no other reason than I was feeling brave. I walk all the way down the fourth floor to the window. Eventually, as I got closer, I started seeing that the window obviously needs cleaning. When I got about 5 feet away, all of a sudden there was a handprint that would have been extremely noticeable from even 15 feet away. I looked at the handprint, turned around and said, "Nope," and I walked back down the hall. On my way back from the window, I peek into a side office area with my flashlight just to look. Nothing. I kept on going.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After a couple of seconds, it sounded like someone was running up behind me, so I walked even faster because everything in my body said not to turn around. As I kept walking, I passed by a unit, and as I passed, I heard what sounded like someone punching the door. I put it up to paranoia due to the running I heard prior. That is until I passed another unit. Another loud thud, as if someone punched the door. So at this point, I start speedwalking down the hall, and while I am, I hear footsteps following mine. Mind you, these units are not connected at all, and the entire floor is completely empty. That's just one of my experiences. I've also been having dreams of a white skinny woman in a hospital gown that has black hair with bangs in her face. I always thought she was just a reoccurring person in my dreams, until I talked with one of the CNAs that worked tonight in the kids' unit. I never brought her up to the CNA. We were just talking about ghosts, and she said that numerous people have said that they've seen the exact woman I just explained. I explained to the CNA in detail about how she looked in my dreams, and she just went pale with her mouth hung open. Supposedly, this ghost is extremely well known throughout the hospital by various people. People have seen her in mirrors, have been locked in bathrooms, and have seen her just walking around. But in my dreams, she always just appears or runs up to me, grabs me, and screams in my face. There was this one dream in particular where I woke up from a dream to wake up in my duplex's stairway. I walk down the stairs and walk into my bedroom. Once in my bedroom, I see my bed, my fiance sleeping on her side of the bed, and myself sleeping. In front of my closet, I see that woman standing next to my body, just staring at me. I walk up to her and I get the courage to ask her who the hell she is. She looks at me, grabs me, screams into my face, and shoves me onto my body, which is when I officially woke up at 3:15 a.m. I have no clue who this woman is at all, but I still dream about her every now and then. Every single dream is in a different place, but she's just there. And this has been going on since I started working at my job.
Let's begin.
This happened last summer. It was when I was headed back to the countryside to visit my grandparents. Our family usually went to see them in the summer. They lived way out in the middle of nowhere in a place in Japan called Sayo in Hyogo Prefecture. I know it's not great to say this, but I didn't really look forward to summers, because every time I went to see my grandparents, I would always end up pretty much bored. All my friends were hanging out together, and I was just sat around reading the same books and watching boring daytime TV. I had a ton of time on my hands, but nothing to do with that time. My parents expected me to spend the day studying. That wasn't ever going to happen. On the day this experience took place, I was asked to go to the store to get something. I remember it was a very hot and humid day. Even though it was hot and not that nice to be outside, I decided I'd rather be outside than be inside. I had always been with my parents or grandparents, and I never really went anywhere by myself. I guess that I was old enough to be trusted to go around by myself that summer. So with that in mind, I thought that I would do a little exploring. I found a trail leading into the mountains. The trail was covered by trees, and it looked like it would be pretty cool and shady. I could get out of the heat without having to go home. I hadn't ever really looked around, so I thought this was my chance. The mountain trail seemed way more inviting than daytime TV. The trail wasn't tough. The ground was pretty even. I was slowly going up towards the mountain. I think that I'd been on the trail for about 10 minutes or so. It was pretty nice. I noticed that there were some houses dotted off to the side of the trail to the left. I couldn't believe that people lived out here in the mountains. I have to make it clear that this is literally in the middle of nowhere, and there's nothing. The houses didn't even look like they had gas or electricity. They were more like shacks or cabins, come to think of it. I went further and further along the trail. I was pretty far into the woods now and quite high above sea level. I stopped in my tracks when I noticed something up ahead. There was some dirt ahead in the trail that looked a little out of place. I don't know if it's the best way to describe it, but if you've ever played video games on the PlayStation 1 or PlayStation 2, you might understand what I'm trying to get at. You know when the game wants you to notice an object or tile or something, they make it a slightly different shade or lighter so that it stands out. Well, that was what the dirt looked like to me. I stared at that patch of dirt. It was about 2 to 3 steps ahead of me. I thought about ignoring it and carrying on with my walk, but something about it seemed so out of place. It looked as if the soil had been dug up. I was curious. It really bothered me for some reason, but come to think of it, maybe I was so interested in it was because I was so bored that day. Let me tell you, I'm very glad I was bored that day. You'll understand shortly. I picked up a large stone in both hands and walked over to the out-of-place patch of dirt. I dropped the stone on the patch of dirt. I heard an unnatural sound. It sounded like the stone clattered with wood, then dropped. I knew instantly what the sound was. It was a pitfall trap. It was a shock, but I wasn't scared. I just assumed that it was some kids who had learned how to make it, having some fun. But I felt a chill go up my spine when I looked down into the hole. At the bottom of the hole were long, thin sticks of bamboo, cut into sharp points. They varied in height. Some were long and some were short. There were a lot of those bamboo spikes down there. The hole was very deep, too. I doubt that it was dug by neighborhood kids. What's chilling about the trap was the fact that there was no bait there. It didn't look like the purpose of the trap was to catch animals. Perhaps it was meant for humans. I turned on my heels and rushed out of there. I wanted to run, but I was scared that if I didn't look where I was going, then maybe I would step on one of those horrible traps. I got out of the woods safely, and I don't think I've ever been so happy to see my grandma and grandpa's house. I thought that daytime TV was better than being impaled at the bottom of a pitfall trap, out in the woods, where no one would come to save me or hear me screaming. I think that's the closest I've come to death. I don't know what the purpose of the trap was. I was scared to tell my parents when I was that age, as I thought I would get into trouble for sneaking off. I have never been back to those woods.
Thank you for being here when you have so many other options.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.